There's another important halacha in Baal Talin, and that is Baal Talin is limited to the day that the job is completed. In other words, a person completes a job on Monday. Monday afternoon, Biyom Hatitein Schar and Baal Talin kick in. What happens if the owner doesn't get around to paying him until Tuesday? So he's already violated Baal Talin. Once he's violated Baal Talin once, the halacha is, that's it, it's over. He blew it. He will not violate the Isser again if he waits another day. You can only violate it once per job. So again, the day that he finishes, there's a mitzvah saseh to pay him on time and a lav to delay. Once you've gone past that time, you're on the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. As far as Baal Talin is concerned, there's no difference. Again, you obviously have a responsibility to pay him as quickly as possible. You owe it to him. There's Al Tamar L'Recha Leich V'Shoiv. But as far as the Isur D'Oreis of Baal Talin, you can only do it once per job. Now this leads us to a fascinating halacha. Say you have two workers. One of them you hired today, the other one yesterday. Yesterday's worker finished the job yesterday, and you didn't pay him. You violated Baal Talin. Today you hired another worker, and they both come to you for pay. You check your bank account, you only have enough money for one of them. Who comes first? So, let's make a calculation. The worker that you hire today, if you don't pay him, you're going to violate Baal Talin. The worker that you hired yesterday, and that did the job yesterday, you've already violated Baal Talin. But if it waits another day, once you've violated the Isser, whether it waits another day or two will not make a difference as far as Baal Talin is concerned. And therefore, as a matter of halacha, in such circumstances, your first responsibility, your first priority is to pay the current payroll, to pay the worker that you first hired today, and only after that, only if you have enough funds left over, would you pay the worker that did the job yesterday. Now, there are a number of interesting exceptions and interesting peturim in the laws of Baal Talin. We've just mentioned they can only violate Baal Talin once. That means he finished the job today. If you don't pay him, you blew it, you're over the Isser. The next day you won't violate it. What happens if you hire someone to do a job? He finishes on Monday. Al pi halacha, as we mentioned, Biyom Hatitein Schar says, pay him on Monday. Let's say he agrees to wait. He says, you know what, I'm going to finish the job on Monday, pay me on Wednesday. So here we have a fascinating halacha. On one hand, you have an obligation to pay him on Wednesday. He did the job. These are the terms of the deal. And you have to pay him. On the other hand, Wednesday is not the halachic zman for this payroll. That halachic zman was Monday. So while the two of you decided to push it off, that doesn't change what the biyoyim ha'titin tzchari is. And therefore, the poskim writes that in a case where the parties agree to push it off, agree to make payment at a later date, the chiyuv, the mitzvah of Yom Hatitein Schar, will not apply. Now this is of tremendous practical significance. Many workers, if they're paid by the month, very often they understand they will not receive their paycheck until the first of the following month. Since as a matter of halacha, if I'm a monthly worker, I'm entitled to get paid the last day of the month, if we choose to change that date, to push it off, until the first, we're effectively avoiding all Baal Talin. And while the employer, again, would have a responsibility to pay on the Monday, that was his, on the first, that was his commitment, that was the deal, he will not violate Baal Talin if he pushes it off and doesn't make the payment on the first of the month. Now, another interesting halacha is, let's say you hire a person. It's a $5,000 job. He finishes the job, he wants to get paid. Now, you know good and well, if you give him a check for $5,000, you're never going to see him again. So what do? You withhold money. You give him $4,500 and tell him, listen, you put in a new kitchen. I want to wait and see. I want to make sure everything's fine. I want to make sure you service it correctly. Come back in 3 weeks, I'll pay you. As a matter of halacha, you've just violated Baal Talin. The person finished the job. When he finishes the job, he's entitled to get paid in full for the entire agreed upon amount, the entire $5,000. Now, if he didn't complete the job, if there are clearly issues, then you have every right in halacha to say, listen, the $5,000 was for a completed job. This is not a completed job, so I'm withholding X amount of dollars. However, if the job is done, but you're withholding money just to have leverage, just so that in the future, if any issues come up, you'll be able to force him to come back because you're holding the $500 back, that's baltalan. That's biyomei titin scharei. And that's something that you would not have the right to do. Now, if you do expect to do this, the appropriate thing to do is, before he begins the job, negotiate. Tell him very simply, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars up front, I'm going to give you X amount when you complete the job, and $500 30 days afterwards. If he accepts those terms, if he agrees to it, that certainly would be binding. As we mentioned before, you can be moichel, you can waive your rights to Baal Talin, but it's a right that he has. And if you don't negotiate this in advance, and you just force it upon him when he finishes the job, then you're clearly violating Baal Talin. Now, there are two other very interesting exceptions to the mitzvah of Baal Talin. The first is a concept of shliach. The Gemara says you only violate Baal Talin if you hire the worker directly. You go over to the worker, you hire him, you negotiate, he does the job, he has to be paid. However, if you hire him through a shliach, through an intermediary, you have someone who's in charge of human resources and he does the hiring, there the Gemara says Baal Talin will not apply. Now, based on this concept, we can resolve a very serious matter. Many people have partnerships. Many people are investors in companies. As an investor, the workers, the payalim, are all working for you. Are you on top of things? Are you making sure that every worker gets paid, beyond mitzvah and schar, gets paid on time? Probably not. However, since the investors, since the shareholders, generally are not the ones directly hiring the people, there's a human resources, there are people who are managing the company, they're doing the actual hiring and firing, then Baal Talin will not apply to the actual shareholders. There is an interesting machlokes between the Chavetz Chaim and the Mishnah Rav Aaron whether the manager is subject to Baal Talin. On one hand, the manager hired the workers directly. You can make the argument that he would be subject to Baal Talin. And the Chavetz Chaim says that an apotropos is, in fact, subject to Baal Talin. On the other hand, the Mishnah Sefer Aaron points out that although the manager is the one that hired the person, the employee is not working for the manager. He's working for the company. He's working for the shareholders. He's working for the investors. And v'haraya, if you fire this manager, he has no obligations to the worker. And therefore, the Mishnah Sefer Aaron argues that in a case of a company where there is the owners, managers, and workers, no one has the responsibility of Baal Talin. The owners do not have it because they never hired the workers directly. The managers don't have it because the workers are not working for them. They're just simply representing the company, the corporation, and therefore Baal Talin will not apply. Again, doesn't mean you can stiff a worker. It just means that this and level of chumrah of Baal Talin would not apply. Now lastly, there's a very important exception, and that is by Ainley. If someone hires a worker and he doesn't pay him, he's violating Baal Talin. However, if he doesn't have any funds available to pay him, he doesn't violate Baal Talin. Baal Talin is only, you have the money and you choose to withhold it, you choose to use it for other things, you choose to pay vendors, then, since you hired him, you owe it to him, you violate Baal Talin. If you don't have the money, there's no iser. Now, based on this, the Ritva says a very important kula. Today, what does it mean you don't have money? You hire someone to paint the house. It's a $2,000 job. He finishes the job and you realize you don't have any money. You're broke. Now again, let's assume you acted in good faith. When you hired him, you did have the money. Something changed afterwards. On the other hand, what do you mean you don't have the money? Go sell your house. Go sell assets and raise money to pay. If you didn't have a lulav and esrog, if you weren't able to do one of the other mitzvahs, you'd sell nechasim, you'd sell assets to raise the money you need to do the mitzvah. What's the excuse? Why should Baal Talin be any different? So over here, the Ritva says that no. Because if you don't have funds available, the mitzvah of Baal Talin doesn't apply. Therefore, if a person has cash, he has money in a bank account, then he has an obligation to pay a worker on time. But if he doesn't have the funds, and it's a question of selling assets at a loss, that there's no responsibility to do. And therefore, a person would not have a chiyuv, he would not have an obligation to go ahead and hold a fire sale just to pay a worker on time. If he has money, if he has a bank account, if he is able to sell merchandise at more or less fair market value, he would have an obligation to do it. But if that's not the case, he would not violate Baal Talin, and there wouldn't be a responsibility to go ahead and to raise funds. Now, one case where you do have Baal Talin, which people don't necessarily think about, is you hire a babysitter, you go out for an evening, you come back, it's time to pay them, and you realize you don't have change, or you don't have cash on you. That is not an excuse. Baal Talin or B'yamitin Schari is a mitzvah saseh. There's an isser saseh. Get back into the car, drive to an ATM, and get money. Now, again, if the worker, if the babysitter says, it's okay, pay me tomorrow, there's a mechila, there's a waiver, and that's perfectly fine. You've lost an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but no isser was done. However, if there's no mechila, you see the person really does want the money, or if you realize it's an opportunity to chaparai, it's an opportunity to do a mitzvah saseh, certainly the right thing to do is to go ahead and to get the money from the ATM and make sure that you pay the person on time.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.